So we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot. So this is the big, big question of how to fulfill this mitzvah, because the Megillah doesn't explain anything. The pasuk in the Megillah, looking at source one, just says that the mitzvah is that they established that all for all generations, we have Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, we have parties, and we have Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu, we send gifts to one another, and Matanot Lev Yonim, and give gifts to the poor. And that's all it says. That's what we're working off of. So the Gemara has a few stories. The Gemara tries to figure out what exactly is this mitzvah, and the Gemara just tells us a few stories of what they used to do. So I want to highlight two key stories. There are four total stories. Three out of four all deal with a seuda, a meal, a feast. Sending foods such as, for example, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya sent to Reb Oshia, he sent him a calf, a third-born calf, and a jug of wine. We have another example where Abaye left and went to another Amora's feast, and he had a really good, the Gemara describes, some sort of like pot roast, and they had like 60 different dishes, and he wanted to eat the plates afterwards because everything was so good. And he was like, he had a really good time.
Yeah, exactly.
And the last example the Gemara gives is that Abaye Bar Oven and Rabbi Chanina Bar Oven, who were supposedly brothers, they would exchange their seudas with each other. And that's how they would fulfill their mitzvah of Mishloach Manot. So, based off of this, the Truman Adeshen realizes something very important, something very fundamental to what exactly is this mitzvah of Mishloach Manot. Because Truman Adeshen was asked, can I send a nice sweater, if I send a really nice cardigan to someone, or if I send them a really nice coat, and he's like, I think Canada Goose coats, right? They're like thousands of dollars that people spend on these coats, right? So can I send that to someone? I think they'd be pretty happy with that. It would be a pretty nice gift. And the Truman Edition said, no, absolutely not. Why? Because our Gemara says that they sent food items. The only examples we have in the Gemara is sending food items. Further, he proves in the Rambam, who we'll see later on in source 7, is that the Rambam says you have to send shtei manot shel basar, o shtei mine tavshil, o shtei mine de'ochlim. You have to send two types of meat, or if not, two other cooked dishes, or if not, two other foods in general. The Rambam never mentions any coats or watches or jewelry or pillows, blank, whatever you think of, anything else in the world. If it's not a food, that does not work. Now, the Truman Adeshen adds, and this is the first time we see it, we're going to see it a few different times, that the same din would apply to drinks. Drinks are okay as well, because drinks are included in eating. So, what a lot of the post-game discuss is sending one food and one drink, or two foods. No one ever mentions sending two drinks.
That was
my question.
Ah, very good. So two drinks, the post-game seem to agree. Wow. Many post-game are right, you cannot just send two drinks. There has to be... Why?
You said two items and drink is equal to food.
Drink is included in a food. Drink is included in a feast. You don't have a feast without any drinks. If you went to someone's house for a feast and they wouldn't even put out water, nothing. You just had to eat. That would not be a good, no Diet Coke, no nothing. That wouldn't be the best feast, no matter what the food was. You'd be pretty thirsty afterwards. Uh-huh. You wouldn't be so thrilled. But you can add drinks into food. Drinks with food work, but drinks on their own is not a feast either. You can't have a meal off of Diet Coke and orange juice. That's not a meal.
What about a mixed drink?
What about a mixed drink? A mixed drink would work too. It's a drink. Okay. If I send a vodka sour to someone along with a nice...
piece of lemon in it. Let me
ask you. If I send a giant lemon with vodka, let's say I send a lemon with a vodka, that could potentially work. We'll talk about that in a minute. According to the Truman Adeshen, though, it's got to be something that has to do with the feast, right? This is the big fundamental point, the big yesod from the Truman Adeshen, is that it has to be something to do with the feast. If it has nothing to do with the feast, then you haven't fulfilled any mitzvah.
What do you mean having something to do with
the feast? So there's four mitzvot on Purim. We have the Megillah, we have Mishloach Manot, we have Matan Lev Yonim, and we have a Suda. Those are all mitzvos from the Megillah. Straight up said, like black on white in the Megillah. So it's a mitzvah of Midivrei Kabbalah, what we call it, as we'll see in a little bit, or Moshe Sternbach said that. Midivrei Kabbalah means it's a level below a Deoraita, because the Doraita is actually in the Torah. So this isn't in the Torah, it's in the Megillah. But it's also above the Derabanan. Derabanan didn't come until the Megillah, didn't come until the Gemara. The Megillah was hundreds of years before that. So the Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. It's this middle ground, which we are sometimes machmir to treat it like a Deoraita, and sometimes more makel treat it like a Derabanan. Either way, it's a mitzvah, but it's just what level do we treat it as. So it's in this middle ground. So one of those mitzvos is the Suda. So the Truman Adeshin says that based on the fact that the Gemara is only dealing with Suda items, right? You have meat and wine, and you have this pot roast, and you have them exchanging Sudos to each other, and the Lashon of the Gemara is that they would exchange the Sudos to each other in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot. So how can you say that exchanging your meals to each other fills your obligation of Mishloach Manot unless you say that the mitzvah is to have food for your Suda? Once you say the mitzvah is to have food for your Suda, so then as long as I prepare a Suda and you prepare a Suda, we can exchange those and that will be our mitzvah. Then we'll have done two mitzvahs in one. You can kill two birds with one stone. We can both prepare a Suda that we're going to have and then we'll just swap them and then we'll end up doing Mishloach Manot by swapping and we'll end up having a Suda as well. So if we do that, we have two mitzvot right there. However, on the other hand, is the Manot HaLevi and the Or Chadash, which is the Maharal's commentary. So the Manot HaLevi, fascinatingly enough, was actually written as a commentary by Rav Shlomo Alkavitz. Shlomo Alkavitz is more famous for writing Lecha Dodi. So Rav Shlomo Alkavitz wrote his commentary on the Megillah, and he called it the Manot HaLevi. And in the Hagdama, in the introduction to the Manot HaLevi, which he was sending it as a present to his father-in-law, and he actually writes in the Hagdama, father-in-law, dad, or whatever he called him, this is my Mishloach Manot to you. Which is fascinating. How literal do you take that? Now, you can't say that, like, if I write up a really beautiful Sefer, a really beautiful piece of Torah, and then I send it to you, does that count as Mishloach Manot? So if I give any nice book, let's say it's not even my own Sefer, let's say I give you a really nice book. Right, if I give you a brand new set of Shas, does that count? So now, except that the Manot HaLevi says...
That's not food.
It's not, right, so it's not food. So we're going to talk about that in 2 minutes. But based on the simple reading of the Manot HaLevi, and potentially also the Maharal, is that it might work. Why? Because the Manot HaLevi just says, what is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot? Is so that everyone gathers together. We have this chiba v'reus. We have this friendship and love and closeness that we engender by sending things to each other, sending gifts to each other. His whole foundation for where he gets this idea from is that Haman, when he's discussing the idea of destroying the Bnei Israel, he says to Achashverosh, Yesh am echad mefuzer mefurad. They are a nation that is scattered, dispersed, they're very separate. So we are just trying to counteract that, and so when we counteract that by coming together, then we fulfill the mitzvah. So what's a nice way to come together? If I send you a $10,000 Rolex watch, you'll be pretty happy with me, I would think. So
let's try.
Exactly. So if I send you a really nice watch, or a new set of shas, or a set of Shulchan Aruch, or whatever it is, whatever your heart desires, and it's not food, it might still work, though, according to the Manot HaLevi and the Maharal. The Maharal has a different reason. His last line... Food, right, so we're going to talk about that in 2 minutes. Hold on to your question, Jack. It's a great question. We're going to talk about it. But the Or Chadosh, the Maharal, says the exact same idea, that it needs to be chibor v'reus. It needs to be coming together in closeness. He attacks it from a different angle of, we're trying to counteract Amalek in general. The Manot HaLevi was saying, counteract Haman, saying, I'm a fuzer, I'm a furad. And Maharal says, let's counteract Amalek. Amalek is the ones who split God's name. God's name is not unified when Amalek is here. Kiyad al kase ka. We don't say kiyad al kise ka. The pasuk in the Torah says, al kase instead of kise. Why? Because Hashem's kise is not filled. That's what the Mefarshim all explain. Hashem's kise, his throne, is not filled as long as Amalek is in the world. So as long as Amalek is in the world, Hashem cannot be one. However, what do we do twice a day? We say Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Mm. we do unify God's name every single day. So to counteract Amalek, who tries to divide everything, we try to bring everyone together. However, so we have two approaches to why it has to be an idea in Reus, in Chibur, in coming together. But either way, the Maharal and the Maror HaLevi can agree that it's all about coming together. So we have two opinions now. Two basic opinions, and I'll get to your question. One side, the Truman HaDeshen, is that Mishloach Manos is a way to get to a Seuda. It's a way to make sure everyone has enough food for their Seuda. Right? Make sure that your friend has food for the Seuda, and he has to make sure you have food for the Seuda. So you could even do as little as prepare a Seuda and then trade it with each other, and that will fulfill your mitzvah. On the other hand, the Manos HaLevi and the Maharal say, it's not about the Seuda. The Seuda is a separate mitzvah. The Seuda has nothing to do with Mishloach Manos. That's its own mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is all about bringing people together. And when you bring people together, now there might be different ways of doing that besides for food. And that's what we're going to talk about. That's one thing we'll talk about. What was your question?
It seems that rather than sending food, you should be inviting people to your Seuda if the idea is Reus and Chibur, right?
So
eating together.
That potentially, there are poskim who say,
I would ask you, would that fulfill my obligation of Mishloach Manos? You'd say no.
So there are poskim who say it would.
That's weird.
So a few. It's not a majority accepted opinion. The majority assume you have to like send something outside of your Seuda and make sure it is something separate from your Seuda so that you can kind of draw that distinction. Well, because you're still sending something to someone. Now, there's nothing wrong with them. If you invite people to your Seuda, that's still a beautiful thing. And that still engenders Chibur and Reus. It's not saying not to.
Right.
But it's not going to, in this specific... Correct. You could also bring Shalach Manos.
So when you come, bring a bottle of wine.
Right.
Correct.
And a lemon.
Okay. Correct. Bring a bottle of wine and a lemon, and you'll probably be okay. Exactly. So the Netziv, actually, I didn't include this on the Makor sheet, the Netziv has an interesting explanation by the Karban Todah. The Karban Todah has very fascinating dinim, fascinating laws, is that the Karban Todah has to have, you have like 10 loaves of bread and a bunch of meat, and you have to eat it in like half a day. You have like no time.
Right.
So the Netziv asks, what's going on? Like, we want the guy to like drop on the spot? Like, what's going on? She says, it must be publicizing the miracle. It must be that you have so much food. And if you have to, you're gonna have to leave it. If you leave any of it over, you have to burn it, right? So if you want to finish all the food, you're gonna have to invite other people over. That's the only way to finish the food. When you invite other people over, they'll say, "Sure, I'd come and have some meat and bread, but what's going on? Why are you like randomly calling me on a Tuesday night to come eat with you?" And you'll say, "Well, God, actually, I'm bringing a Karban Todah, Thanksgiving offering, because God saved me from X, Y, or Z, and God did some miracle for me. And through this way, you'll actually end up coming to publicize the miracle, making a Kiddush Hashem." And so the same reason would apply here. You have to send two portions, not just one, two. If I send a nice big piece of meat and a jug of wine, now someone could probably finish it on their own. But let's say I send a little bit more. Most of our Shalach Manos have more than just one piece of meat and one thing of wine. We include a bunch of stuff. And I mean, over the course of a bunch of days, maybe you could finish everything, but you're not going to finish it all that day. So maybe you could say that the whole reason, similar to what the Manos HaLevi and the Maharal are saying, is that you have to send specifically two portions of food, not just one. One doesn't suffice. Why? So that you'll end up having to bring more people together, more people to your Seuda. More people have to come, and there'll be more connection, more raised through that. So that's another potential way of looking at it, which might address your question a little bit better. So let's look at how, now that we have the basic ideas, we have the basic chakira, the basic two sides, Truma Sedeshan saying that your food has to, your Mishloach Manos has to be food for the Seuda, versus the Manos HaLevi and the Maharal saying it has to be just an idea of bringing people together. What do we say la'alacha? So first look at the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to agree with the Truma Sedeshan, because the Rambam says, you, in all in one halacha, remember there's all halacha tesvav. He could have split into two halachas. First he says, make a Seuda. And then v'chein chayev l'shloach manos l'chaveiro. This is in source 6. For those keeping track, we are in source 6. The Rambam says, not only do you have to make a Seuda, similarly, you send shloach manos. Why? Because v'shloach manos yishloreu. And then the Rambam says, v'im ein lo, if you do not have what to give, so then machlifim chaveiro, exchange with your friends, zesh l'ech l'zeh Seuda, so v'zesh l'ech l'zeh Seuda. So clearly it holds, it's all about the Seuda. And the Shulchan Aruch in Surah 7 paskins that way. However,
more important to give to your friend or to somebody who could really
use it? That is a fantastic question. Probably better to give to someone who could use it. Probably better. But you have to do separate Matanos Lavionim and then Mishloach Manos. But yes, probably better to do that or give both. You know, that's always a good option. But if you can only give one, probably better to give someone who needs it more. It doesn't have to be specifically your friend, literally, and like someone who you're actually friends with. It could be anyone. It could be someone who you really don't get along with, and then maybe you'll try and extend the olive branch.
Go ahead, Nathan. Say it.
If you're talking about Chibur and you, that's exactly what we should be doing.
Correct.
Giving not to our friends.
So
giving to our non-friends, should we?
I mean, it makes people happy. People sometimes actually get offended if you don't send to them, right? People are like, it's like the wedding invitations, all those things.
On principle, they
should. 100%.
We're such good friends.
100%.
I agree.
I'm right with you. So potentially that's one other thing we should be working for. So Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. He paskins like the Rambam that it's got to be food for the Seuda. You could even exchange food for the Seuda. But the Ramah adds one fascinating point, which seems to reveal to us how the Ramah holds. Because the Ramah says, if I send Mishloach Mano to my friend or to someone else, my enemy, or whoever it is, if we're assuming exactly not my friend, if I send food, Mishloach Mano, to someone else, who ain't a rotza lekablam, and he doesn't want to accept them for whatever reason, not out of a like negativity or whatever, but he's like, I have enough, I don't need, or he's mochalo, right? He's mochal me, he says, you don't have to send to me. Yatza, I have fulfilled my mitzvah. That's a bomb. Because if the Truma Sadeshan said everything is about the Suda, this is the first nafkamina of this machlokas that we have, this overall machlokas, is one of the major nafkaminas, is if I'm mochal or you're mochal me, if I don't accept the food from you, according to the Truma Sadeshan, I probably should not have filled any mitzvah. Because the Truma Sadeshan said it has to be for the Suda. If you're not taking my food, that's not helping your Suda. Right. So where's the mitzvah there? But according to the Manas Levi and the Maharal, I probably have fulfilled a mitzvah. Why? Because it's all about trying to engender friendship. So if I show up at your door and I give you a basket of Mishloach Manos, that shows that I'm trying to engender friendship. I'm trying to connect with you. I'm trying to build a relationship with you. So if I do that, now you have the option to be mochel me, or to not take it, or to not use it. You can throw it right in the trash, or give it to someone else, right? There's other issues, but you could do whatever you want with it, or not even accept it at all, but I have still fulfilled my mitzvah of trying to promote and engender reyus. Exactly.
So the havamina is to give it to some, my havamina of giving to Bruce is that he'll use it for his suda. If he uses it or doesn't, is out of my...
Not in your head.
Not in your head, exactly. Okay. So according to this Ramah, it sounds like, and as Ashkenazim, we usually hold like the Ramah, for all the Svardim, I don't want to speak for any Svardim if there's anyone in the room, but for any of the Svardim, it would seem like maybe we would have to hold like Truma Sadeshan, maybe, just from this initial look. The Ramah, though, says you don't have to do anything with the Suda. It can just be all about Reyus. It can all be about whatever you want to do. I show up at your door, you do whatever you want with it. As long as I have done my duty of promoting friendship, we're all good. Okay, so that's Nachmina number one. Nachmina number two, as Jack mentioned before, is what foods actually you have to send. Because if it's food for the Suda, how on earth do we all send junk food? All right, everyone gets the Mishloach Manos with... so we're going to talk about that. That's a very good point. That's the Shirak and Zegdol. Very good. That's Piskei Tshuvos. I did not include that. That's exactly what the Piskei Tshuvos says. The Piskei Tshuvos says that the reason why we send candy or send sweet foods is because we give it to the kids. You can give it to the children or some of the adults too. But it brings people to the Suda. By giving it to the kids, the kids want to... You say, hey, come to the Suda, you'll have some candy. They have candy, and then you can also do chinuch, and you can tell them all about the other mitzvos of Purim, and you can tell them all about the story of Purim, and then you have a suda together. So that's what Piskei Tshuvos says.
Don't share the bottle with them.
Don't share the bottle. That's a good idea.
That I keep for myself.
So if we look at the Rosh Yosef here, in source number 8, in the Prima Gadim, it's the Prima Gadim who we know in Halacha as a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. He has a commentary on the Gemara called the Rosh Yosef. So on his commentary, and in Maseches Megillah, he says one important line. He says, "Ein raya lomar she'im shalach shtei peiros minecha delo yatza." There is no reason to say that if I send two fruits, I have not fulfilled my mitzvah. Now, you could serve fruit at a meal, that's true. But from the Gemara, they're serving meat and wine and all these fish, all these foods for the Suda. So where is he getting this from? So you could say he's getting it from the monosyllabia. He's getting it from this idea. The same idea of reus, chibor. If I just care about making friends with people or starting a relationship with people, I could send whatever I want. And in fact, skipping ahead to source 13, we'll come back to a couple of earlier sources in a second. But in source 13, the Shiur HaKnesset HaGedolah says, minhag ol mishloach minei mesika. The minhag is to send sweet foods, candy, treats, whatever it is. So if that's the minhag of the olam, if that's what people do, must be there's a basis for it. The Shiur HaKnesset HaGedolah was a commentary on the Torah. He was hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So this is a long-standing tradition to already send candy and sweets and all of that. Now, there's different reasons for it, but the most basic reason would be like what we're saying, that if we follow the monosyllabi and the Maharal, that you could then send sweet foods. We'll talk about two more nafkaminos and we'll wrap up. Two more practical, very important things that come out of this machlokes is, number one, can the food be raw? Now, the Magen Avraham in source 10 said no.
Because it comes with instructions on how to cook it.
Ah, so that's a question though, because let's say people are out all day on Purim. People are busy. People are doing whatever. If I drop off a raw London broil or a raw roast, whatever it is, it's going to take you hours to cook. Right. And you have no time for that. Right. So my raw meat had zero help for your Suda. Zero. You can use it later on. You can use it for Shabbos. Use it during the week, whatever it is. But that's not going to help you with your Suda. So maybe that wouldn't work, according to the Truma Sedeshin. And the Magen Avraham says, Davka, it has to be cooked. And many Achronim agree. You cannot send, now, a fruit obviously is raw, whatever. Anything that's inedible raw, you cannot send. If it's inedible as it is right now, you cannot send it based on this assumption. However, a few poskim, very few, we don't usually assume like this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions. Mishnah Berurah says it should be, he first says it should be cooked, and then he says, V'yesh omrim, it can be raw. Sounds like he likes it better that it should be cooked, and more, you'll fulfill all opinions if your food is edible as is. But there are a few poskim, most notably the Netziv, the Pri Chadash, and Rav Avadya Yosef, who say that the food can be raw. You can actually drop off a raw piece of steak, and that would be okay. Last point we'll get to. If you looked also, by the way, in Source 12 at the Tshuva on Hagos, or Moshe Sternbach, he was very, very machbid, very strong language about sending meat and wine and chasha foods, foods that are significant and foods that are going to be for the Suda. And he said he doesn't understand how no one is makbid for this because it's midivrei Kabbalah. But however, based on what we're explaining, it could be that you don't need to because, and most poskim, most notably the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Avadya Yosef, all say that's only preferable. If you fulfill, you can fulfill all opinions by sending meat and wine. Everyone, like, then you're totally covered. But we assume you don't need to actually send foods that are specifically for the Suda or really, really chash of things. But Rav Moshe Sternbach said you should because that fulfills all opinions, and it's midivrei Kabbalah. It's a very important mitzvah. The last nafka mina we'll talk about is the Aruch HaShulchan and the Yalkut Yosef, which is Rav Avadya Yosef's son, who compiled all of Rav Avadya's rulings. They both say the same thing, that if I drop off food anonymously, if I drop off Mishloach Mod anonymously, or let's say you're not home, I intend it for you, and only your kids are home, or only your wife's home. So, like we said, women are obligated in the mitzvah, but if I intend it for you, not... That doesn't mean I don't like your wife, but like I intended it for you. And you don't know about it at all. And you're not going to get home till after Purim is over. So then I haven't fulfilled any mitzvah according to the Manos HaLevi, according to the Maharal, because I'm trying to engender friendship and you have no idea about anything. According to the Trumos HaDeshen, also not if you're not going to know about it till after Purim. However, if it's for Tzarchei Suda, if it'll help you for your Suda, if you're going to come home first, so then according to everyone, I've fulfilled my mitzvah. But if you don't know about it at all, if you won't be home till after Purim, so then we're running into issues. Just to recap, summarize, I know I'm a couple minutes over time. We have this mitzvah, Mishloach Manot, very ambiguous mitzvah, which the poskim assume, number one, has to be food, which is what the Mishnah Berurah says, and other poskim say very strongly, even though one side in the machlokas about what this mitzvah is of Mishloach Manos, one side says it's all about engendering friendship and doesn't mention food at all. That was the monosyllabi in the Maharal. And so if they say that, it might be you could send things other than food. However, the poskim don't assume that. But at the same time, we also don't necessarily assume, like the Trumos HaDeshen either, that it has to be specifically for the Tzarchei Suda. But to cover all bases, you could send foods that are, you know, if you send a nice Romanian sandwich, a lot of people like to do this. They send like a baguette with like Romanian deli. Ooh. That's a pseudo right there. That's a meal. And that's very good. And that's also, people be pretty happy with that. So, yeah, correct. Really. So that's one way of fulfilling the best way.